following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. With the holidays almost here, the last place you want to be? The post office. Traffic, parking, the hassle. The lines will be crazy. All the gifts and holiday cards being sent out, avoid it. Use Stamps.com instead. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com is so convenient, easy to set up and use, you'll never go back. Everything you do at a post office, you do now from your own desk. Print postage for any letter or package the instant you need it, and it will look so professional. When you're a small company and you're sending letters and packages out, you want it to look professional. That's what Stamps.com provides. For a limited time, get this special offer. Use my name, Colin. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale that calculates the exact postage for you and get $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, radio mic, top of the page, type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter Colin. You want to look professional. You want to save time. Go to Stamps.com.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
Dear Lord, the battle we go through life.
We ask for a chance is fair.
We ask for a chance is fair.
Chance to equal our strife.
Chance to do
it there.
Chance to do
it there. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger.
We should win.
We should win.
Let it be by the cold.
Let it be by the cold.
Faith and honor held high.
Faith and honor high.
We should lose.
We should lose.
Stand by the road.
Stand by the road.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Cheers, the winners go by.
Oh, man, woman, and child, I never thought I would live this long to see this kind of a football game.
The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good.
Got to go out there and smash people. Put them on their ass, you know. Smash mouth football. That's the way we play. That's the way we've been taught.
The clock shows a minute and 55 seconds. Two shots to go 2 yards. Jeff Kinney in the top of the eye. Taggy, the quarterback, calls his count at the line of scrimmage. Taking a long count here, he gives to Kinney. Kinney over the left side. Touchdown! 74 yards on that drive, and Nebraska forges into the lead.
Hands it off to Burkhead right up the middle, drives, he's in, out, Nebraska, Rex Burkhead, rams in there for 6 points.
And the bottom line for Nebraska is this, it always has been and it always will be about winning championships. Anything less is frankly unacceptable.
The snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, in there for the touchdown, he's got the touchdown, it's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Keeper for Martinez up the middle. He's got a first down. There he goes. 40, 50, 40, 30. Nobody's going to catch Tanner Martinez. An 80-yard scamper. His third rushing touchdown of the day.
If we go out there and play 60 minutes of the hardest football we know how, they're going to lay down.
Bell lost the ball. And the Cornhuskers scoop it up, and it's Rude. Touchdown. Here's a reverse. Now back to the quarterback. Enderle gets hit, brought down. Jared Crick sniffed that play out and sacks Enderle all the way back at the 11-yard line.
In offense, baby, you just do what you do best. There's nobody, and I mean nobody, runs the ball like you guys do.
There's the handoff to Roy Hill, who's got the midfield. Roy bursting through. 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5.
Rozier turns, he's running back around the field, he's trying to get away, he's looking for blockers, he turns upfield, he's going to run a touchdown!
We're Nebraska, baby.
26 seconds left, quarterback Tanner, back to pass, he looks into the end zone, fade pattern, purify, near side, leaps, he catches it, touchdown Nebraska!
Here's Wiley's kick, gets high, it holds up there, Rogers takes the ball at the 30, he's hit and got away, back upfield to the 35, to the 40, he's in the 45, he's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10, he's all the way home! Holy moly! Man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle! Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoe!
Grant Mahoney to try to tie it up, snap, and they're going to fake it! They throw it out in the flat, it's intercepted by Nebraska, and the Huskers have won! Eric Haig, not
it away, and the Huskers have survived in overtime in Ames.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40.
2 games left. There's definitely 3 with the bowl game. Could be 4.
That's depressing.
What is that going on today? Good to see you, you weirdo. Doug and Daddy Show, why don't you put those on so they fit today?
Good, I got them. I got them locked on.
Weirdo. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, on a football Friday where we've got a lot to talk about today. We'll be joined by Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling as they play in their first ever state championship on Tuesday. Jared Crick will join us from a windy Lincoln coming up later on in the program. And, of course, it's Friday, so Daddy gives us his selections. We've got Pigskin Pick'em going on today, and we've got a special guest in the studio today.
Well, anytime we get a little fundraiser around here, and there's a lot of them, we've ponied up a little Doug and Daddy sit-in guest spot. Jim Brummer bought one at the Class Act this summer, and Jim, we're pleased to have you in studio. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Now you see how the magic, we were laughing. I go, the studios you see on TV, they're vastly different than the studio you see here, but how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Have you already just said, yeah, I could go get an early lunch right now? Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm thinking maybe it was a bust.
But we're going to try our best in the next hour here. Jim will be with us on Pigskin Pick'em, so it's going to maybe even be tougher this week for our caller to get through.
Well, hopefully he'll be able to win so we can knock somebody out, because it's been few and far between for us.
You know, if you're with us here and you're just in town for volleyball, the Central Regional, or whatever brings you in for wrestling, the biggest wrestling meet that UNK has ever hosted, which will be 12 mats at the fairgrounds, Buffalo County Fairgrounds tomorrow. Thanks for coming in. Whatever the occasion may be, you're in for the gold banquet. It doesn't matter. There's so much going on as we transition from the fall season to the winter season. And I know a terrible thing happened today with Oklahoma State and the plane crash. That's not going to be our focus today. We've talked about Penn State for so long. You know, we'll move past that. You're going to hear more about that all the time in the Syracuse scandal. And now, will this start to be the norm, Tony? Will we get a lot of these stories coming out, which you know not all will be true?
No, and you certainly hope this won't be the norm. It's amazing, the Syracuse deal. Sounds like, you know, they've got the people that this happened to can go back and seem to have everything documented, and you hear people that are following the story. You know, Colin had one on that seemed to do hundreds of hours of interviews, and when you lock down this deal, hopefully this is not becoming mainstream or going to take over college athletics as far as the scandal deal goes, because obviously, people are very concerned with the welfare of the children, as everyone should be. That should be one of the biggest priorities. I thought after the game last night, and I don't, you turn on Tim Tebow last night, and you see it at the very end. It's interesting because no one thought at the end of that football game the Broncos were going to go 95 yards. They somehow find a way. Then he interviews, you know, they interview him. That's one of the good things about having the one game. They get the star or the best player up on stage. They talk about his play and whatever. Tim Tebow goes on what Tim Tebow does, talks about the hospital he's building in the Philippines. He talks about impacting others and helping kids and making, you know what, that's the way the role model should be. Whether you like Tim Tebow, whether you're not, it's a huge platform for him. Hopefully we get back to people doing things the right way, not the scandals in college athletics. But I just thought it was interesting that last night with the Penn State deal going on, with Syracuse breaking this news about, you know, those scandals, the plane crash, totally different deal. I think when you're talking scandal, when Tim Tebow said, you know what, I just want to impact people's lives in a positive way. And now, you know what, I'm not a perfect guy. I don't claim to be a perfect guy. I'm trying to do things the right way.
And you know that's possible. All you got to do, Tim, is pick up the phone, give me a call, let me know how you guys are going to do. You could impact my life.
That'd be positive.
Tim, you know what, Tebow, that's all I got to say. He is a winner, and that's the bottom line. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if his coach doesn't care for him. He's winning. And don't look now, but those odds in Vegas of Denver to win the Super Bowl are going down.
They're going down. They're go.
I know.
Oh, you guys were at a function last night. Jim was the same place you were. Did you get to see the end of it?
Nope. I didn't. Well, I saw the highlights when I got home that night. I didn't get to see any of the football.
Yeah, I saw most of the second half. So
you're just watching it happen. You're like, this surely can't happen.
And then he runs it in. If it's not like he threw it in or he gave it to McGahee or anything like that. So
I just thought that the normal things of these scandals, you know, is this going to start taking over? I hope we get back to the athletes being the role models and doing things the right way and some more positive stories coming out.
Well,
I hope that's not the norm.
There is a lot of positive going on right now, as there always is around the community. And Tuesday, the Kearney Catholic football team plays for a state championship against David City Aquinas, which all the championships are right here on ESPN. Kickoff is at 2:45. And Dave Colling, the head football coach of the Stars, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, what, we don't have school all week next week, or what's the deal?
We do not. We have a little play performances going on Monday, and then football, of course, Tuesday, and they gave us Wednesday off as well.
So, yeah, you know, we got so many good things going on. Why waste a half a day? Well, let's get the turkey going. Now that a couple of days have subsided since the emotional win against St. Pat's, what are your feelings right now? What's the feeling around the practice after getting a couple under your belt ready for a state championship?
You know, we gave the boys, we were just staying with our regular practice regimen. And so, of course, the coaches have been meeting and so forth. But kids will come in today and do our film stuff today and walk through and all that stuff. And the mood down the hallway is positive, focused. Boys are wanting to get there and play the game.
Dave, is it true that Rashawn called all the plays until the second half when you called that drive?
You know, he's probably listening right now, I'm guessing, so I better just leave that question alone.
Dave Colling joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. There is no secret to that either, Dave. You have got a staff that has been together, some of them for a long, long time, and the power is distributed pretty evenly. Every coach has their duty, and we haven't talked a whole lot of it in our pregame interviews. You've brought them up. I haven't specifically asked you about them, but, I mean, yeah, you got to have good kids, but if you don't have a good coaching staff, there's no way to even get the kids prepared to play a game.
Totally agreed. I mean, our staff, the guys we got are phenomenal. Like I said, when you said the power is distributed, it is absolutely distributed. Coach Harvey's got full reign of calling plays and does a great job of doing that, seeing it from upstairs and doing that. Coach Coop is on the offensive side with Coach Pacheco as well. We got Carnahan, who's an ex-UNK, kicker, and so he takes care of our special teams. Myself and Coach Brungard, who's up in the box, does a great job on defense, and Coach Moses, so us three do the defense, And I can't say enough about these guys, the time they put in. Like last night, we get out of here at 10 o'clock at night, and, you know, these guys don't teach and stuff like that. Not that I have it easy teaching, by the way. No, but these guys have jobs, and they're sinking all this time into it and just do a great job. I can't say enough.
Dave, tell us a bit about the opponent. What have you saw out of David City Aquinas that impresses you?
You know, I guess they run the wing T stuff. We don't see a lot of it. They got four or five guys that they can bring in, pretty good athletes, pretty good speed, and not a one man show. So they'll bring a couple quarterbacks even in there, and they just do a lot of things out of that. Coach Harvey actually ran this the wing T back in high school, and so he's kind of familiar, I guess, with the way they run it a little bit. But they'll do this crisscross. Just a lot of different stuff that Crofton was more of a, hey, we're going to go right here, you guys try to stop us type stuff, and these guys will try to misdirection stuff. They've thrown the ball 57 times all year, so they don't throw a bunch, but they do. The kid's a pretty good thrower.
Daddy just cringes when he sees that happen, and it is cost a couple of teams. You talk misdirection. St. Pat's tried to do that, but it was a little bit different, that fake pitch and an inside counter. Are they more Crofton? Are they more St. Pat's? Are they more somebody else you played this year?
You know, I'd probably say more St. Pat's. Just looking, I'm not the same formations. They'll run the option out of that wing tee. They don't always, you know, they'll do a single wing. They actually have three receivers out on one side, so they'll do a little stuff like that. But you know, try to get to the outside sweep, stuff like that. But they will hit you with the inside trap and stuff like that too. So. They seem like they up front. They're pretty physical guys up front, and at this point of the game, you know, whoever you play is going to be a pretty dang good football team. So we have a work cut out for us, and I think the guys are going to come in focused and do everything we tell them. And I think we got a good game plan, and we'll see what happens Tuesday.
Dave, I thought it was interesting the other night. Your defense played so awfully, awfully well. I thought it was interesting when they don't throw the ball. They averaged 2.4 completions, I believe St. Pat's did. When they did run pass routes, somehow you guys were disciplined enough to have people on people down the field. How did that happen? Because I would have fallen asleep had it been a cornerback or a safety and probably not been involved at all.
You know, there were a couple times early when our corners were just flying up. And that's tough because we ever had our corners in kind of a predicament. If they did throw, we had them stopping their pitch on the option, and so it was putting them in a little bind if we didn't read, you know, pass immediately. And with St. Pat's, it was tough sometimes to read pass because they'll roll out to one side, and sometimes you can't get a great read on the lineman. So, you know, our kids, for the most part, we haven't played the team that throws a ton all year long, but, you know, our linemen are screaming pass. The minute they notice that our linebackers are screaming, we got everybody screaming pass the minute they see it, you know. And so that was pretty huge in the second half, because I agreed we got better in the second half. First half, they had some guys open if they would have thrown. And second half, I think we did a lot better job of doing that, and we came up and stopped the run.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play Aquinas here in the state championship. Coach, there'll be a couple of different things when you go to Lincoln. You're going to be playing on turf. Keegan, when he's in there, kicking the skinnier goalpost by a little bit. How many other things, and those are just a couple off the top of my head, how many other things do you have to adjust to, and are you making any adjustments to get used to those things?
You know, I think we will. Like I said, this is our first go around there, down there, so it's kind of, you know, virgin territory for us, and it is on. You got to be here at this time. You got 2 hours before the game to enter the stadium, you know, and so we don't get our normal. We usually show up about 3 hours before, and do all our stuff, taping and meetings and stuff. So we're gonna have to rearrange a lot of that stuff, you know, it's just because of the TV stuff and the. You know, they have you, 26 minutes and 30 seconds before kickoff. This is what you need to be doing. So that'll be a little bit different. But, you know, all year long, the kids, even St. Pat's, you know, we talk at halftime and we switch up a couple little things, you know, to try to shut down their little veer option even more than we did in the first half. And the kids just buy into it. And they're, you know, they football smarts, whatever. They buy into what we tell them and get the job done. So I don't see it being a huge thing for us.
And coach, following up on that, you guys have trailed at the half the last two ball games, which is a rarity, and you found a way to come back in the second half. Explain how that's been able to happen.
You know, we don't like to be down, of course.
So not by design.
No, not by design. But you know, the kids, you know, we just tweak a little bit of stuff, we don't have a lot of time at halftime, of course, to revamp the whole defense or anything. So we, you know, move a guy, you know, shade him a little bit this way, whatever. And the kids understand what we're talking about and do that. And it's just it's a credit to them. And like I said, they've had to dig deep offensively this game, you know, when we needed a drive, when we had to have one. They dug deep and got it done, because I thought our offensive line that last drive took over, you know, in a sense, and allowed Anthony Pacheco, who ran the ball really hard, to get him some yards. And when we absolutely needed it, they dug deep and got it. And I think against Crofton, the same thing can be said. They dug deep and, you know, said, hey, we got to stop this, and they did.
How sore was Anthony Pacheco the other day?
He was pretty. We had some pretty sore guys. He was pretty sore. Sore guy, he got hit a lot. You know, we had a lot of guys sore after the Crofton game. That was probably the most physical football game I've ever been a part of. And so we're pretty healthy right now, though.
Well, Coach, as always, best of luck. This is it. What a great run it's been. A trophy is coming home. Let's see if we can get the big one.
Guys, thank you. I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our pregame at 2:15 Tuesday, kickoff at 2:45 from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We've done a lot of 8-man games down there, Tony, with teams from the area. Not quite as many 11-man games as 8-man games, but looking forward to this one, obviously, on Tuesday.
Well, you want those West teams, you know. It's not. Let's be honest, Doug. We enjoy doing the football games regardless who's playing. But it's much more better if you've got at least an inkling of who some of these kids are. I mean, to go down there and do Norfolk Catholic Pierce, as great of a game as that would be in C1, I mean, if that's supposedly the state championship, we don't know those teams. They're not from our area. We don't have a vested interest in. You just kind of, I mean, it's fun to know the background. It's fun to know the parents. It's fun to have an area team down there competing in Overton. And Axtell's been represented, like you said, in the 8-man rank. But you're right. The 11-man teams have struggled to get there. We did Kearney High, of course.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
And by the way, best of luck to Mike Kozel and his Sergeant Bulldogs as they take on Coach Spears and Howells. You know, that's the one thing that openly, I guess I want to see Howells get beat, but it's not because you don't like Coach Spears and his guys over there, because they're good guys to get along with. But, again, being from this area, love to see Sergeant be able to bring home that trophy.
There's no doubt. I don't know that there's one team in the state that everybody other than Howells is rooting. I mean, everybody is on Sergeant Bulldog bandwagon.
It's orange and black. That's their colors, just like Howells.
Yeah, so you won't be able to tear the crowd apart, but
maybe they'll get confused. Also tonight, Kearney Catholic has their big annual gold banquet going on at the Eunice Convention Center, and our special co-host Jim Brummer, you've had a chance to watch some of these Stars football games. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking they got one of the saltiest defenses I've seen. They're quick, they're fast, they get to the ball, and that's the main thing. It starts with your defense. They win ball games.
We talked about this at the beginning of the year. They are bigger on the line than they have ever been across the line. Now you might have a big kid here or there. And when I'm talking 240, 250, Squires, and you got Lowry and all those guys, Burkink and all those guys across the line. They're not all that big, but they have a couple guys that if you need to match up with a Schaff, if you need to match up with somebody, you don't necessarily have to double team, and that frees a lot up.
Well, you're not going backwards. I think in the past you get a shot for somebody that's dominant.
Well, that's probably good for you two guys. You're linemen.
Yes, we are.
I'd be more of a corner safety.
Yeah,
I was going to say I'm a shorter version of Daddy.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Jared Crick is going to join us from Lincoln. They're getting ready to take off and go to Michigan. We're going to have our Pigskin Pick'em, Big Daddy's Verizon. Or Verizon. What does that even mean?
That's your
variety
phone.
Yeah, it's my phone. Got to charge that thing, by the way. And Daddy is going to make his picks as well. Don't forget that all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK in Kearney, two locations, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Two original chicken sandwiches, only $4 at BK.
Okay, JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes. So just for listening to this one for Van Heusen, we'll have the beautiful Irina here read the washing label on my shirt.
Gentle wash warm, wash with similar colors, tumble dry low.
The preceding instructions were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find iconic brands like Van Heusen. Right now, get dress shirts, studio zip polos, and sport shirts, each just $24.99.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end November 19th.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Dreaming of upgrading your car? Get there with great auto loan rates from Platte Valley State Bank. The open road awaits. Find a vehicle that is dependable, fuel efficient, and equipped to help you explore. So whether it's your first car or you're just changing out your existing wheels, Platte Valley State Bank has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% annual percentage rate. See a personal banker for complete details or apply online at pvsb.com. Don't delay. This offer won't last long. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Saturday, it's a matchup in the Big Ten Leaders Division. Wisconsin tries to stay alive for the conference title on the road at Illinois. Hi, this is Brian Davis of Westwood One. Join Eddie George and me from Champaign as the Badgers' Russell Wilson leads the Big Ten's best offense against Whitney Merciless and a disruptive Fighting Illini defense. We're talking strength on strength. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Wisconsin, Illinois, Notre Dame, Boston College, Oklahoma, Baylor, Saturday on ESPN Radio.
Sunny skies develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. South winds will stay at about 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll start out with clear skies and some clouds build in late with a low at 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Best of luck to the Hastings College soccer teams. we're going to catch up with the coaches. The weird thing is that next week, only one Doug and Daddy Show, because we have got, like Coach Culling said, there's too much going on. We've got the state football playoffs all day Monday and Tuesday here on ESPN Radio, so that will supersede the show. Wednesday, it will be our Husker lunch at Cunningham's to look back at Michigan and preview Iowa, the Heroes game. You're going to wear your hat. You gonna wear your hat? Your Heroes game hat?
I think I gave mine to Rusty.
Well, we got a hat here for you.
Okay, I'll wear it.
All right. We'll give you a Heroes hat. Then Friday's the game. Thursday's Thanksgiving, and Friday's the game. And again, best of luck to the Hastings soccer teams. Men play at 3, the women at 5 tomorrow at home, first round of the NAIA tournament.
You know what? I'm with you on the 11 o'clock go time. It's not my favorite, but I can live with it for these other games. But the day after Thanksgiving, I'll be honest, I'm going to be in Omaha for Thanksgiving at my wife's sister's house. Then it's like, okay, you wake up. Do you go to the game? Do you not go to the game? I mean, if you don't go to the game and you go somewhere in Omaha, okay, we're going to stay overnight till obviously the next night, because probably don't want to be driving down the interstate if you partake.
You staying down there all weekend then?
No, because I got the Lopers on Saturday.
Darn, I thought I could sneak that by.
No.
You can still get back. I'm coming back Saturday morning. I'm going to be in Omaha.
All right. See, that's great. See, we get these people in here that we mooch rides off of. We're back from Omaha. This is great. This is a great deal.
Jimmy Brummer taking care of our co-host and limo service here today.
That's good.
We'll put you in the back of the Suburban.
There you go. And I
will be at the Iowa game, but you're exactly right. And I asked Sean this, and he's not the one that's going to know, but I kind of thought maybe one of those questions you ask, and who do you ask? I mean, if you're in Nebraska, you know, T.O., tell Jim Delaney – give me 2:30.
Give me a night game.
No,
you don't want a night game?
No. I understand why you don't get a night game, because of the weather, and there's no reason for a night game. If you're going to have it on Friday, you don't have it so people can do whatever it is they do. There's no need to have it at night. I'm not saying you can do what you want, but there's nothing wrong with 2:30. If you're going to be there's hardly any games. What the hell are you playing at 11 in the morning for? I don't care if we're the national spotlight. Don't give me the, oh, it'll help recruiting. Not in this day and age anymore. Every game's on TV. So that used to be the thing 10 years ago. Wow, big one for recruiting. Got to play well. You're on national TV. And until Iowa is good, let alone great, then Big deal.
How many recruits are out of bed at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Well, that's another thing.
I remember in high school, I wasn't out of bed after that.
Well, it's tough. I mean, that's supposed to be a big recruiting weekend. It's tough. You want them flying on Thanksgiving? Well, that's not fair either.
Yeah.
Get away from your family. Come up and see our campus. That's awesome. That's what a great pitch that is. We'll be your family for 5 years. Get rid of the one you've had for 18.
That is psychotic.
I just think, you know, Michigan 11, Penn State 11, I guess it's something – this, I mean, I can handle those, but the day after Thanksgiving, you stay up, you know, like our deal is, you stay up and you snack on food all day, and they got games out and stuff going on, you know, kind of all day long event. Then you get up in the morning, it's like, oh gosh, we got to run to get ready to watch the game. And that's
seven,
not the way
eight
it should
in the
be.
Yeah. I mean, this is one where you just kind of show up and you go to the game. You can't take part in any other festivities, whether you're a tailgater or whether you just go to the Husker Pavilion or whether you want to go to the Husker headquarters, you want to go to the bookstore, you want to do whatever it is. It's all after the game. I mean, I guess you can do it after the game, but anyway, 2:30.
It's got to be.
If every game was at 2:30, I'd be fine with that. Every game at 2:30. I like the night games in the summer. Fall, however you want to say it, the non-conference games, those are fine. But don't ever give me these 8:30 kickoffs at night in the central time zone. And don't ever give me this 11 a.m., really?
No, I think you're right on it. I'm tired of those old gearboxes too, Doug. Those electric gearboxes are burning out all the time. How do you know those pivot guys? Why don't you check out our friends at T&L Irrigation with the other hydraulically driven pivots. Yeah, check them out today. They're easier to use, proven technology that works for you. Call your local T&L dealer or T&L irrigation company today. You get failed gearboxes, micro switches. I mean, at the worst times, too. It's when it's the hottest out, when you need the water the most. See and experience the T&L difference. Get them today. They're designed safe and proven. It eliminates the hassles you have with those other guys' pivots. Check out T&L. Proven technology that works. Come see the difference. T&L Irrigation. Check them out. They're locally owned. They've been around a long time. That's proven success, people. That's what that is. Check it out, T&L. They're out of Hastings. That's where they started. That's where they're going to be for years and years to come. Over 60 countries worldwide. You don't do that if you suck.
Jared Crick's going to join us here in just a little bit. Scott and Carney says, what? No talk on Tiger Woods' performance? He's 0-2 in team competition. Out of the gate for the first time since 2004. But the United States is leading those nasty internationals 7-5 in the President's Cup.
You see some of those putts, the breaks they've got at the end of them? Nice pin placements.
Well, when you
right turn.
When you putt it off the green and it goes 50 yards down the fairway.
Well, did you watch it last night?
I watched some of it.
I did not.
They said that the greens are like putting on concrete. They're that hard. They hit. They just roll right off the edge.
There was a lot of rolling.
And then the winds are blowing like almost 40, 50 miles an hour.
Hard, strong winds. I saw one of the guys hit 5-iron on a par 3, 167 last night. So
and still come up short.
Yeah, he did. I think he was in the bunker. There's no doubt about it. But the thing I take from that, Scott and Carney, who sent us the email to the Dent Popper inbox, was that when Tiger was done, he was sitting right next to Phil, and they were having a chat.
Buddies.
Of course, Amy was sitting next to Phil, so I don't know if you know what was going on there, but Phil was in between them.
That's probably a good place to be.
Just checking.
Little forearm, just keep your distance, personal space right here.
You got a trivia question for Big Dally's Deli today? Because I'm afraid the one I have is just too difficult.
No, actually, I do have one.
Here's one, folks. I'm going to throw this out because I know this is too difficult. Rex Burkhead's rushing yards through 10 games. Uh-huh. 1,072. He is the first Husker to go over 1,000 yards in 10 games or fewer since 2002. And that would have been tricky because it was actually a quarterback, one of Daddy's favorites, Jamal Lord, who had 1,155 yards in 2002 through 10 games. Burkhead is the first I-back to accomplish this feat since this I-back went for 1,097 after 10 games, and I'll even give you the year, and you can't tell me who it is. I know that you couldn't. I know we could get somebody on the line, and they could not tell us who it was in 2001. First I-back, did I tell you the answer? Burkhead is the first I-back to go over 1,000 yards rushing for Nebraska since 2001. Who was that running back in 2001?
Did they play in the NFL?
Not of any substantial that I know of. Nobody that would have scored you any fantasy points. No, this is, you can say it out loud because we're not going to do
Buck
this.
Buckholder?
No.
I mean, I'm trying. I don't know.
It's not Buckholder. It's not Alexander.
Who was the quarterback back then?
Well, it was still with Jamal Lord, right? Lord. And Eric Crouch.
Yeah, there you go.
2001, Crouch won the Heisman. That's when we went to the national championship game.
That's probably why you're not going to remember who the running back was back then.
but he had over 1,000 yards.
Corey Ross was later. I don't have no idea.
Darren Dietrich.
Oh, Canada? He's from Canada, right?
Yeah. If I even said Darren Dietrich, you had to go, see, baseball? Oh, football. Yeah. Darren Dietrich. All right, what's your question? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not went up against Daddy and I in Big Daddy's Deli's Pigskin Pick'em yet this year, then you have a chance. Call, be the first correct answer, and you will have a chance. You'll be a winner of the Big Daddy's Combo Meal, a Doug and Daddy t-shirt. And if you beat us this weekend, which has been pretty much easy for everybody to do, then you're in for the grand prize from Misco Sports. Daddy, what do you got?
Okay, this weekend in pro football action, the Tennessee Titans, one of the surprise teams in the NFL, take on the Atlanta Falcons. The last 20 times Tennessee has played an NFC opponent, how many times have they been defeated? Out of the last 20 games that Tennessee has played an NFC opponent, how many times have they lost?
Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. What do you have planned for tomorrow? A meeting, a dinner with family or friends? What about a computer disaster? The reality, it could happen to any of you at any moment. You could lose your most important files instantly. Financial records, music collections, photos. Get Carbonite Online Backup today so you can rest easy tomorrow. This isn't an option. You've got to have Carbonite Online Backup. I do. You set it up once, then relax. Your computer files will be backed up automatically once you're connected to the internet. If a computer disaster happens, you can recover your backed up files with just a few clicks. And here's the thing. It's $59 for the entire year. Includes unlimited backup plus anytime, anywhere access to those files. I've got Carbonite. It's not an option. You've got to have it. Go to Carbonite.com. Type in the offer code COLIN for a free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code COLIN. A computer disaster could happen at any moment.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in Central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple. Save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers
and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area through the day today with high temperatures in the upper 50s. South winds will stay at about 5 to 10. For tonight, we'll start out with clear skies and some clouds build in late with a low at 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 45.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It took a while for Andy and Carney to say that the Tennessee Titans are 18-2 in their last 20 games against the NFC, so the right guess was 2. You psycho.
Well, I just thought that was an amazing statistic.
Andy, how many times did you get through?
3.
You got through 3? So, I mean, Merritt had to answer 50-plus calls trying to get that one right. So, maybe that's a good sign, Andy. Let's pick some college football games here and see if we can make you an even bigger winner. You've already got the Big Dally Deli Large Combo Meal, 2 locations in Hastings, 1 in Kearney, and the Doug and Daddy T-shirt, which I'm sure will be framed in a special place in your bathroom. So here we go. Louisville at Connecticut. Daddy, let's let Andy pick first. Andy, who you got?
I'm going to take Louisville on that one.
Tony?
Andy, you're also going against Jim. I'm going to let our guest go second. Go ahead, Jim. Who you like?
I'm going to take Louisville as well.
Tony?
I mean, this is...
It's a one-point spread.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Connecticut at home. I'm the loser in all these deals.
That's what I'm going with as well. Vanderbilt at Tennessee. I'm taking Rocky Top, Tennessee. Daddy?
Surely going to beat Vanderbilt.
It's a one-point spread.
I know. It's at home, I think Tennessee finds a way at home. Rocky Top.
Upset special. I'm taking Vanderbilt.
Okay. What do you think, Andy? Who you got?
I'm going with Tennessee on that one as well.
Utah at Washington State. Who do you like in this one, Jim?
Utah.
Daddy?
I don't know what a Ute is, so I'm going to take a Cougar. I like Cougars.
Who do you like in this one, Andy?
I think I'll go Utah as well.
I have taken Utah, I believe, every time they've been on our sheet. And today, as they get ready for the Apple Cup next week, Washington State's focus might not be there. But I believe it is. I'm taking Washington State in this football game. Washington at Oregon State. I've got this one circled. I'll take Washington. What do you like, Andy?
I like Washington as well.
This is like a 3.5-point game, Tony. So what do you got?
I got the Beavers at home.
That's what I figured.
Well,
Jim?
I'm taking Washington.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we're taking – well, there's 2 reasons I'm taking Washington. Nebraska played them, and Oregon State still lost to a 1AA team this year. And I just can't get that out of my noggin.
But I forgive that loss because our buddy Andy Avalos on the coaching staff of Sacramento State, so I think that was a good loss.
Miami of Florida at South Florida. Jim, who you like here?
I'm taking South Florida.
I am taking South Florida as well because apparently this is the first time they're going to have a chance to win.
Okay, I'm taking South Florida as well.
Andy, clean sweep, or you like the Hurricanes?
I'm going to go with Miami.
All righty. Kansas State at Texas. Andy, who do you like?
I got to go with K-State. Too much offense.
Wow. Texas is favored by what do we got, Tony? 7, 8? 8 points? Who do you like?
I can't. How do you, going into this year, you would have thought that would be a 30-point spread.
Texas opened as a 7-point favorite. It's now up to 8.5.
I'm going to take Texas. I've been wrong on so many. Going against Bill Snyder, I'll be wrong again. Give me Texas.
Well, I don't know, have any logical reason to do this. I'm taking K-State. I'm an underdog by a touchdown. What do you think, Jim?
I'm taking Kansas State based on the fact that they're the only Big 12 team that's got a winning record against Kansas State this year.
There you go.
Against Texas.
Against Texas. Yeah, in the career.
06, 07, 010, or in 10. Kansas State's won all 3 of those. What the? Wow, we couldn't beat them one time, could we?
Yeah. Texas Tech at a Gary Pinkelus, Missouri. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. And I feel bad. I mean, I haven't seen the number. Have you seen the number? They usually release the blood alcohol.
Supposedly,
he was at a little home party with some boosters or friends. Had a couple. Must have had one too many.
I saw the mugshot. Didn't look like Gary Busey by any means.
No. That whole mugshot is, here we go.
He still had the shirt on. You always see Gary Pinkel. Every media day we saw Gary Pinkel, the same shirt, the necklace, like a T-shirt under the suit coat.
Yeah.
They had him remove the suit coat. It's a gray T-shirt, basically.
So now that we've done all that, Texas Tech at Missouri. Daddy, who you got?
God, Texas Tech was so bad last week. I know it was Oklahoma. Give me Missouri at home.
What do you think, Jim?
I'm taking Texas Tech.
I'm taking Missouri to rally the troops. What do you think, Andy?
I got Missouri.
Cal at Stanford, the game. I've got to take Stanford, but this might be, Stanford, now that they don't really have anything to play for, could be in trouble. What do you think, Daddy?
I think there's just too much luck and too much Stanford in this one.
Andy?
I got Stanford, too.
Jim, clean sweep?
Clean sweep.
All right, two to go. Penn State at Ohio State. Jim, who you like?
I'm taking Penn State.
Andy, how about you?
Ohio State's at home. I got to go with them.
Tony?
Doug, I'm going to dot that I. I will take Ohio State.
It's just so much turmoil. Now they got to go on the road.
I dotted the I.
Weirdo. Why would Penn State be able to win this game? They're just not good enough. Even if you gave them the rally of the troops, I'm taking Ohio State. Iowa at Purdue. Last game. Jim, who you like?
Purdue.
Andy, who you like?
I got to go with the Hawkeyes, I guess. I mean, no other reason than I think they're going to win.
That'd be a good reason.
Tony, there's two ways to look at it. They get hot coming into Lincoln, or they lose to Purdue, and you go, how can they stick with us? And then they do. So which path you taking?
Well, Danny No Hope went from Danny Some Hope, and I think Purdue's got him rolling as best they played all year. Marv's not going to start, but he's going to be in there. I'm going to take Purdue. Iowa just sucks.
I'm taking Iowa. And now the tiebreaker, total points, Nebraska, Michigan. Usually I say we have this wrote down. Do you have yours wrote down? Because
no.
I don't. Wow, we should probably do that. Jim, you go first.
I got 41.
The over-under in this Nebraska-Michigan game is 51 points. I'll take it. I'll say 51. Daddy?
Let's let him pick it.
Let Andy pick?
Yeah, let Andy.
Okay, Andy, you pick.
I'm going to say 55.
And Daddy?
See, I could do the Price Right deal. I'll take 56, but that's really not fair. Give me 62.
I think 51 is going to be too high. Andy, thanks so much. Congratulations on being a winner already, and we'll see if you can get in for the grand prize. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
So now I've put down 51. I got to come up with a score. I've got my score.
Well, that's pretty simple.
30 to 21.
Jim,
Michigan.
You who you like. You got
21-20.
21-20. Wow.
I think that flew right by him, didn't it, Merritt? He didn't hear what I said.
Oh, you got Michigan winning.
From the beginning of the year, this was the game that I was most worried about. I'm not anymore. I'm picking Nebraska. Come on. But just in case, it's on tape now, so we have that. I can edit it.
Michigan will not be able to compete with Nebraska.
What do you think?
I guess, I'm going to take Nebraska somewhere in the, 34 to whatever that leaves me.
24-28. There you go, math major. You ready to make your picks, and then we'll head into our interview with Jared Crick coming up in our final break. How'd you do last week?
Dead 500. 500's all we can muster. So we're going to get back at it. And we've had a winning weekend. And we went 500. That's what, we'll take that every time.
I want to see how Jim did here in his picks. Jim Bromer, our special guest host today, he's going to go like 9-1. So I want to see how close I'm going to be.
I'm all the home team, so that's pretty tricky there.
Oh, well, he's got seven road teams. I got three road teams.
Well, somebody's not going to look good on Monday morning.
Well, who do you think that's going to be?
It's going to be me. It's going to be me.
What do you got in the college ranks there, big fella?
You know what? I'm going to start in the Big 12, a Big 12 battle with Oklahoma State and Iowa State. I think that's too many points. It's in Ames. Ames has proven a tough place to play. Somehow Paul Rhodes keeps it closer than the experts think. I'm going to gobble up those 28 points. The next one, Minnesota at Northwestern. Northwestern, a lot of offensive firepower, but they're given 16 points. And Minnesota finds a way. Gray can move the ball a little bit. I think I'll take those 16 points. NC State, Clemson. NC State plus 8 points. I don't know if you're feeling the trend here, folks, but it's all underdogs all day long. NC State, plus the 8 points. Oregon State, and that Washington, you know, it's just Washington, Oregon State. Give me those 2 points. I'll take the Beavers at home. South Florida, plus one against Miami, Florida. I take South Florida in that one. Iowa State, Minnesota, NC State, Oregon State, South Florida. Those are my five selections in college. We move to the NFL. Staying with the underdog theme, I will take Tennessee. Once again, they're 18-2 against the NFC. Can they get this? Then they're getting 6 points. Shouldn't they be laying 13.5?
You don't even need a win here.
Nah. San Diego, plus 4 points. There's no way this team can compete at Soldier Field. The Bears look too dominating versus the awesome Detroit Lions. Uh-oh, wait a minute. They should hang around in this one. I'll take those 4 points. Green Bay dominates everybody. Green Bay Sportsbooks, along with Vegas Sportsbooks, bookies all across the land have been getting killed by Green Bay. Well, I'll take the other Bay. Give me Tampa Bay plus the 14. I'll try and help out those bookies. Let's win some back. Tampa Bay, Tennessee, San Diego in the NFL.
Daddy's selections, guaranteed not to make a house payment. Glad to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll catch up with Jared Crick of the Huskers.
Have you been thinking about buying or starting a business? Sport Clips Haircuts may be your answer.
How strong a franchise is Sport Clips?
Sport Clips has been an Entrepreneur Magazine Top 500 franchise for 13 consecutive years with more than 800 stores nationwide.
Is Sport Clips right for me?
Sport Clips is a manager-run model with outstanding support. No industry or haircutting experience is necessary, and you can even keep your current job. Visit onasportclips.com to learn more. That's onasportclips.com.
Suddenly, it's hip to spend $15 on a frou-frou hamburger? It's like fluff and flash are more important than something you can sink your teeth into. But there's hope. It's that little old lady inside all of us just begging to yell, "Where's the beef?" Same place it's always been, Wendy's. And now we've made our classic cheeseburgers even thicker, hotter, and juicier than ever before with premium toppings on a buttered toasted bun. Introducing Dave's Hot and Juicy, only from Wendy's. At participating Wendy's.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
I wanna be the man that's holding a hand when she can't hold it back anymore. Good little girls make some mighty wild women. Saving it up since the very beginning when they fall in love.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to check out our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the ATS poll question. How many playoff games will the UNK football team win? And while you're there, you can listen to podcasts, listen to the show live. You can sign up for Facebook. It's all right there.
But what's not there? It's waiting for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. All your tailgating needs are there. All your Thanksgiving needs are there. Trauma Squad meets. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. They got all the summer sausages. They got a meat and cheese tray you want to take to the in-laws to impress them. Check out Troutman's. Call them today. Get a hold of them. Reserve your turkey. Reserve your ham. Troutman's Quality Meats, they're waiting for you. The tailgating's not over. Maybe you're headed down to watch the state finals in Lincoln. Maybe you're heading down to the Iowa game. Maybe you're heading to, you know what, the UNK Loper game next week. Get to Troutman's today. Plus, they've got great seafood available as well. Large selection. Fresh out of the smokehouse. They're arriving daily. Try the ham and cheese brats. Try the bacon. We say it all the time. Troutman's Quality Meats. It's the best. It separates itself. I challenge you. Go buy a pound of hamburger at Troutman's. Go get a pound of hamburger somewhere else. You'll see the Troutman's difference. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Most importantly, you'll Super taste Bowl. It.
Yeah.
That's, I know that's it, important to you. Danny, and of course, Thanksgiving coming up, so they've got everything you need. Well, they don't have to worry about booking the Health and Sports Center the first weekend in December. Man, Wednesday, I thought this volleyball team was on a roll, and that's just something that doesn't happen. An eight doesn't beat a one anywhere, anytime. And it happened last night, unfortunately, for Coach Squires and his gals.
They lose, you know, who knows if they'd have played at noon, if they'd have woke up until the deal was over. They didn't wake up till the third set last night. And
kind of like our Lady Stars, fell down 2-0, then it looked like they had the momentum and couldn't get the job done. Nonetheless, hey, Coach and gang, thanks for the time on the show all year long. And we'll miss a few of those kids, but they got a lot coming back. They'll heal up, and they'll see some new opponents next year, but still be in the same tough region. How beautiful is that? Tomorrow night, the Husker volleyball team has senior night. Bridget Root, Brooke Delano, Jordan Wilberger. But the Husker football team, Tony, is getting ready to depart for Michigan. And it's a little windy there in Lincoln. Hopefully, it won't be too windy in Michigan for those two quarterbacks.
Now we're pleased to be joined right now by one of those injured Huskers that still makes the trip. He's just one of the run-of-the-mill injured
one of those
Huskers.
Guys.
He's just one of those guys. Number 94, but number one in your heart. Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. J-Man, welcome back to the show.
I'm doing good. I'm getting a lot better. You know, every day is getting better, and I'm, you know, just trying to take it one day at a time and, you know, see where I end up.
What was the time frame they told you? Well, of course, Coach Pelini said you'd be back for the combine. I guess that's what everybody was concerned about. When do you think you'll be 100% ready to go?
You know, it's hard to say. They said it was going to be a 4-month rehab. So, really, I'm just taking one day at a time, you know. I try not to listen to what people are saying as far as being ahead of schedule, behind schedule. Because if I listen to that, if I know I'm ahead of schedule, you know, I might get lethargic and slack off a bit. And if I know I'm behind schedule, I might try and rush into it too quick and, you know, end up doing something worse. So, you know, I'm just really taking it day by day, just working on getting better every single day. And it's been working so far, so I'm going to stay with that mindset, you know, throughout. When I'm healthy, you know, hopefully it's sooner than later.
We're talking with Jared Crick on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared, so what is your daily routine right now as far as rehab and in class? What is the daily routine for you?
Right now I get up early in the morning. I'll get a quick workout in on the treadmill. I'm walking. I'm doing the stair climb or that kind of thing. I'll do rehab for about 2.5 hours. I'll go to class. I'll eat, I'll come back and do another 2 hours of rehab and go to meetings and practice. And after that, it's just, you know, do my homework and get back up and do it all over again the next day.
I had a few Husker fans wanted to know how your melon is. How's your noggin?
It's good. I haven't had any problems with it, you know, ever since, you know, I got dinged up a little bit. But, you know, I haven't had any problems with that for a long time now. So, doing good.
Okay, when you're not playing, a playing member in your senior year, do you talk to the scouts when they're around? What's the relationship? Can you do that, or can you still not do that?
I'm sure you can. I just don't. I'm still, you know, my head's still in the game with the team, and you know, just making sure the guys, you know, have the right mind frame. Right now, my mindset is not about me. It's about the guys, though. It's about the team. And, and wins and going to the Big Ten championships. You know, I probably could, but you know, I'm just going to worry about that when that, you know, that run when it comes.
How has it been on the sideline with this injury? I've been hearing from people that are on the sidelines covering the game or overhearing things, say that you're into it pretty much a lot of the time. Is that the case?
Yeah, you know, it sucks not being out there. Don't get me wrong; I'd much rather be out playing. But you know, that's just not the case anymore. So I do what I can. You know, I'm an extra pair of eyes out there for Coach Carl, Coach Bo. I let them know what I see. You know, just being from there, you know, playing in the trenches for, you know, a lot of years now, I know what goes on. And it's good to have, you know, another guy's perspective as far as the defensive front, you know, is concerned. And, you know, I'll help the younger guys, you know, Chase Roan, Timo, Bake. Anybody who's in there, I'm just trying to, you know, give them my two cents to help them out. You know, a lot of these guys are seasoned, like Baker, Cameron, you know, Josh Williams. They've been in there before, but it's just those little things that they're not seeing that I am that can really affect their gameplay. And, you know, we've been doing all right. We've been playing pretty good these last couple games, so we just got to keep it up.
Jared, you've had an opportunity to go on the road to the different venues in the Big Ten. So, you know, kind of different when you're used to the Big 12. You're going to different places. How was your experience at Penn State?
It was cool. It was a little weird, considering. But, you know, it was a pretty cool atmosphere. It wasn't what I expected, though. I expected it to be, you know, what's heralded up to be, you know, one of the toughest places to play. And really, it wasn't that loud. And it wasn't really all that intimidating. So it was just, you know, a lot of people in a big stadium, which, you know, we've seen that before. So, I mean, it was cool. I mean, it's Penn State, it's Happy Valley, Beaver Stadium. You hear about it all the time on TV, the radio, magazines, what have you. But just to be there and actually see it for yourself and being part of the game, it was pretty cool. But it really wasn't, you know, what we were expecting. But that also might be, you know, considering what's going on up there.
Jared Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've had numerous chances to talk to Jared on the show, and it's always great. And now, Jared, that your career is over as part of being a Husker, I think maybe there's a couple questions that we've always wanted to ask you and maybe just respond. And some of this probably goes back to Northwestern, maybe Iowa State. Has there ever been a point when you as a player just weren't prepared to go into a football game? Or any players? I mean, I hope you know what I'm getting at here. Some people think, well, they didn't take Northwestern seriously, or they didn't take Iowa State seriously, or they didn't take so-and-so seriously. Sometimes you get away with it, sometimes you don't. What do you say to the people that bring that up?
You know, it's just one of those things. I don't think we're – I mean, Coach Bo, Coach Carl, you know, all the coaches get us prepared, you know, throughout the week. I mean, we're always ready to go, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts. But, you know, when it comes to game time, we're completely prepared. It's just, you know, the mindset that guys, you know, take going into the game that might affect it. Man, you know, personally, I've never had, you know, that feeling where I go in thinking, you know, this is so-and-so, we're just going to roll them. You know, I can take a couple plays off, but I don't have to be my best. I've never done that, you know, as far as most of the guys in the defense I know have never done that. It's just, you know, one of those games where things just go, you know, they don't go right. And it's just kind of, you know, that we don't experience that often. I mean, you know, we've had some rough times this year, but, you know, having a couple of turnovers in the red zone, having to overcome that and do it again, it's tough. And it's just a learning tool, really. You just got to learn from it and move on. It's just one of those things, you know, anything can happen on college football this Saturday. So, it's just one of those things, but I don't think it was because we weren't prepared, we weren't ready to go. That's never the case. It's just, you know, how we go out there, and we got to execute. It's all a matter of executing or not executing. And on those games, we just didn't execute. And that's the bottom line. And it's just something that we've gotten better at, and we've got to keep continuing on improving and keep doing.
Okay, Jay, you're on the other side of the ball now. You're Taylor Martinez's eyes. You're Rex Burkhead. I want your thoughts on those two players, what you saw out of those guys this year.
You know, Rex has played phenomenal throughout the entire year. I mean, Rex has lived up to all of his hype, if not more. And, you know, his work ethic really, he deserves everything he gets this year. And, you know, Taylor, he's still growing up. I mean, he's still a 19-year-old kid trying to run, you know, a college football offense. And he's doing a great job so far. You know, he's being smart with the ball, getting rid of it when he needs to. He's getting down when he needs to with an injury. You know, he's really come a long way. You know, they're both of them are, you know, in the perfect offense. So they just got to keep getting better, keep their head in the game, and, you know, they're going to do some great things this year and, you know, take us a long way.
It's a windy day in Lincoln. Jared Crick is heading to class, and he's given us a couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're hearing all kinds of things from a team perspective that almost might be better if this team doesn't make it to Indianapolis. Now that the team doesn't control their own fate, what are the guys saying? I mean, they want to win two games and just see what happens. Where's the motivation right now?
Right now, it's one game at a time. Right now, the only focus is the mission. You know, we're going to be out of it, and that's going to be that. So as long as we keep taking care of our business, you know, things will work out for themselves. We want to win these two games very badly. And if we should, if we can make it to Indianapolis, you know, that's great. That's what we worked for all year. So well, that puts us in the position where we want to be. But like I said, if we don't take these next two games seriously and put all of our focus and attention into those, it's going to be all for nothing. So we just got to take these two games and get these two W's, and you know, everything else will work out for itself.
Jay, do you peek at Mel Kiper's board when I send you a text and tell you what Pro Football Weekly, does that interest you at all, or what's your thoughts on that, where people have you? 19th, by the way, in Pro Football Weekly overall.
You know, I don't really pay attention to it. You know, people are going to have me all across the board. Same thing with Sue, same thing with Prince the year before or the year after. It's just one of those things where you're going to jump the slots. And as far as I'm concerned, I just got to get healthy, get back into it, and just stand out at the combine. If I do that, I prove everybody I'm healthy again, 100%. I think, you know, I'll definitely move back up to wherever it should be. And, you know, I'm drafted. Wherever it comes that I'm drafted, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to play my heart out for them. And, you know, my journey continues from there.
No doubt about it. You'll be ready to go at the combine 100% and put on a show. You think that'll move you up?
I hope so. Definitely, you know what I hear, the injury didn't happen too much, but maybe half a little. So if I can just go out and, you know, prove that I'm 100%, I think I have enough game film to, you know, people really go off of to show what kind of player I am. And, you know, wherever I'm picked, it doesn't matter. I'll be grateful. But it's definitely a lot of hard work that's going to be going in these next couple months to, you know, get as high as I can.
Hey, Jared, final question. What's your goal for Thanksgiving dinner? How much are you going to put away?
Not too much. not as much as I'd like. Just being kind of more or less inactive. I got to watch what I eat a little more so I don't, you know, gain a whole bunch of weight. And so I don't lose a lot of weight either. So, you know, it's not as much as I'd like, but definitely I'm still going to get the good stuff, which is all that matters.
And what class are you going to right now?
I'm actually getting ready to head off to Michigan. The team's getting ready. We're loading the buses right now. So we're on our way up north.
All right, buddy. Hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks.
Talk to you, buddy.
Thank you. Jared Crick, Doug and Daddy Show. Windy there in Lake Erie.
Yeah, a lot of wind. I hope you enjoyed that. He was good. He's a great guy still and gets to stay with the team. And two more games left, hopefully 10-2. And get a win tomorrow.
It's that time of the year, and Jim Brummer is in with us as our special co-host. He ponied up some money somewhere for a worthwhile organization, and this was the prize they gave him. So he got to come in. And
I don't know if that's a win or a lose.
Well, you know, it's a win for the organization. Hopefully it wasn't too much. You know, you take a look at careers coming to an end. It's a weird time of the year. For all these seniors that are playing whatever, football, volleyball, softball, whether they do in the fall, And then they still got, maybe some of them have basketball or wrestling or things to do, but it's kind of weird when it's over. You know, it's been kind of a great year, and God, Tuesday when the football playoffs are over, I'm going to be going, okay, got 30 basketball games ahead of us.
No real time to savor it either.
No.
I mean, it's just, you just move on, and we talked earlier, Jim, about how fast did we just start 2-a-days? It was just 110 degrees out, and
now we're going to be in 38, and the football season's down to one game. You're like, where did it go?
I've got to ask Jim. He's man off the street. He's a Kearney to Omaha, lived there for a long time. Hockey. Storm is on Classic Hits 98.9 the next couple of nights. They're on the road. Hockey community, are you a hockey fan at all?
I'm not a big hockey fan. We have tickets. My son likes to go, so we go. It's fun to watch.
How does the atmosphere in Omaha compare to the atmosphere here when you're talking about hockey?
Crazy. They're crazy in Omaha about hockey, whether it's UNO or the Lancers.
That's kind of what I that's the feeling I got. I've never understood why, but we need some more wins here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Gets more people out there. Tony, we talked about
that. Got to win.
Yeah, they're on a seven-game losing streak, and they've got a lot of road games here. Three on the road, then they've got two at home the Saturday and Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. Then they go to Fargo for a couple. Then they go to Omaha. No real long homestands. Month of December, they're home most of the time. They go up and play Sioux City. They've got six of seven at home after they come back from Omaha. So after they go up to Fargo, the rest of December is pretty okay as far as home games. But then they play three on the 28th, the 30th, and the 31st. They play three home games. So we need them to do well. Good luck to the Hastings soccer team. UNK women's basketball team is in Arizona playing 14th-ranked Grand Canyon today. Dixie State tomorrow. Hastings basketball teams open up the conference at Morningside. And, of course, we told you about Husker women play tonight hosting 23rd-ranked USC. And the wrestling open tomorrow at the Fairgrounds, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. If you're looking for great wrestling, starts tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
I think that does it for the week, Doug.
Hey, Jim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate it. Hope it was worth the while.
It was worth every penny.
Once again, he hasn't told us how much he paid for this thing. So
it was a few pennies.
$1.74. Whatever you're doing this weekend, folks, enjoy it. Football tomorrow for the Huskers on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Those poor guys got to start at 6 in the morning, and kickoff is set for 11. You think Nebraska comes home with a win?
I don't know. They seem to play well. They seem to be focused last week with everything that was going on. I think Bo Pelini somehow, he just does a pretty good job of getting them ready. I got to think they find a way.
Remember, state football Monday and Tuesday, so the next Doug and Daddy show is Wednesday. Our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's with Steve Sipple. We'll have Daryl Morris on to preview the Division II championship game against either Wayne State of Michigan or St. Cloud State. We'll be jamming a lot in the next Wednesday's show, but we'll keep you up to date. We want to thank the guests on the show today, Dave Colling, Kearney Catholic head football coach, and Jared Crick, and to Jim Brummer, our special co-host. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Enjoy gold tonight, Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, or see you Wednesday. Doug and Daddy show.
Whatever. You want to come in tomorrow, work on Saturday. That's your kind of dedication.
See ya.
Get out of here. Thanksgiving. Where's Billy C?
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.